Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 11, 2021. Man's birthday. The desire to receive does not disappear and does not extinguish in us, but gradually we learn to use it for the sake of bestowal. The quality of reception, which is called malkhut, remains in us, and the quality of bestowal, the quality of bina, is clothed on it. Therefore we become like the Creator and are called man, Adam, that is, like, Edom in Hebrew, to the upper force. In this way, a person can advance becoming more and more like the Creator. This means that he rises up the degrees of equivalence of form to the upper force. He wants to prefer the governance of the Creator to the governance of creation, to prefer the desire to bestow to the desire to receive. So he rises from this world, where the quality of Malkut reigns, to the upper world, where the quality of Bina rules. We still do not understand what faith above reason means, that is, the rule of Bina over Malkut. These seem to be empty words to us, until we make this transition from Malkut to Bina. Malkut remains but hides inside Bina, and Bina wraps Malkut and gives it form, that is, determines its behavior, controlling Malkut. And Malkut supports Bina. The more Malkut grows, the higher it raises Bina. Therefore the Creator says to the creatures, "You made me." Within our egoism, the Creator is at the lowest degree of all possible degrees, and therefore hides from us. But the higher we raise him above the level of Malkut, the more we can reveal him. We raise the Creator, Bina, to reign over Malkut. This is how we overcome our egoism and establish the Creator as King over the world. From the moment we make an internal decision that Bina will rule over Malkut, that faith will rule over reason, the human level begins to develop in us. And this milestone of our development is called Rosh Hashanah, New Year. We declare that on this day the first man, Adam HaRishon, was born, a man was born in us, already somewhat similar to the Creator. From this moment a new period begins, the new year. This is why this world was created, so that a person would raise the quality of bestowal above the quality of receiving, replacing the force of egoism with the force of bestowal. And the higher the quality of Bina rises, the higher our desire to receive rises with it, until all Malkut rises to Bina and then to Keter. This completes all the corrections of creation prepared for us, by the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson September 8, 2021, Faith Above Reason. From feeling the emptiness of life. A person like you, who was born with the question of the meaning of our existence and understands that if his life is temporary, then there is no need to live, thinks about it. Comment: a person like you who was born with the question of the meaning of our existence and understands that if his life is temporary and so then there is no need to live, thinks about this. But today many people still do not ask this question. My response: then suffering will force them gradually and the question will arise. I also did not have it right away. What do you mean I was born with this question? It appeared from the feeling of emptiness of this life, and that in general, there is nothing in it. I was born in a very well-off family with excellent conditions, received an education, and I had no problems in the corporeal sense all my life. I know how to provide for myself and how to conduct business. I had no problems with anything except for one thing: why am I doing all this? This is the question that constantly bothered me. Everything else I had in abundance and in surplus. You can say that I was born with a golden spoon. This is what is called luck. But the question of the meaning of life bothered me all the time. There are people who come to this question through suffering. They have such problems that they begin to ask themselves, why? What for? What is happening to me? What have I done wrong? From this they gradually reveal the meaning of life. Eventually, we all will reveal it. From CabTV's close-up. The duration of embryonic development. Question: in the spiritual world, embryonic development can be at 7, 9, and 12 months. Why not just 9 but 7 and 12 as well? Answer: they are the same 9 months, only they can be either shortened to 7 or increased to 12. In our world as well, babies are born in the 7th month, 8th month, and even earlier. And if the fetus is overdue, this is also bad. This can lead to very bad consequences. In this case, the acceleration of fetal development and uterine contractions are prompted, and the fetus is pushed out. As if the host throws the guest out of his house. Comment: in Hebrew, month is called Hodesh, from the word Hidush, renewal. My response: after 7 months, corresponding to the 7 Sephirot, Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malkhut, the embryo practically finishes its main development. But there are 2 additional months that are higher than Hesed, Bina and Hochma, which complete the 9 months. The fetus is completely closed at that point, and what remains is only for it to leave the mother and start to develop. Question: and where do the 12 months come from then? Answer: there are such special conditions when there is even 12 months of intrauterine development. This is described in the Talmud but as an unusual phenomenon. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, August 6, 2021. The difference between physical and spiritual bodies. Question: it seems to people that the spiritual world is something subtle, barely perceptible. Are the feelings that arise in the spiritual world between the so-called feminine and masculine concepts stronger or weaker than in the material world? Answer: it is much stronger in magnitude. Billions of times. Therefore, when reading the primary sources, we should not visualize what is written in them in the images of our world. In the spiritual, everything is totally inverse since it is aimed at fulfilling and delighting others. There is a completely different understanding of the feminine and masculine concepts. In our world, by physical bodies, inanimate, vegetative, and animate, we mean an object that occupies a certain volume, has a certain weight, and some physical parameters. In the spiritual world, a body means a spiritual object that correspondingly has spiritual parameters, and in particular, the desire to receive pleasure. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 18.